Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now listen, ain't no story time. This is more of an informative episode, okay? Because I just want to put y'all D with some real shit. This is just some real shit. So there was a fight, a pay-per-view fight that everybody is mad that they paid for. Well, not everybody, but majority of people are mad that they paid for. And that was the money fight between Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Now, listen, first of all, I just want to apologize for my voice. This is not the voice that y'all usually hear. I mean, it is usually deep and raspy, but now I sound like somebody's granddad. And that's because I've been doing Wildin' Out workshops and shit. I'm here in San Bernardino, California, filming Wildin' Out. So, you know, we got to pick up and kill it and kill, you know, get all loud and shit. So listen, the money fight this past Sunday, Logan Paul versus Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, we saw it. It happened. They fought. Nobody won. Niggas was really upset about that shit. I do understand. A lot of people had made bets on this fight. They lost that money. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people bet on Logan. A lot of people bet on Mayweather. Nobody won. Well, it wasn't considered an actual win. So yes, a lot of people felt scammed out of their money. Logan Paul took home $10 million to get knocked around a little bit by a champion. A champion. Mayweather got $50 million to play around with a little kid in the ring. That was a business move. That was a money play. They really got us hyped up. Yes, that is the power of illusion, right? They made it seem like, oh my God, like, you know, because Floyd has never lost a fight, okay? He's never lost the boxing match. He's never gotten a ring and actually lost the fucking fight. So everybody put that in their minds. He gonna knock this big ass white boy out, period. Like, this boy don't know nothing about boxing. I heard the shit talking through the comments. Y'all was like, oh no, this little boy Ray get knocked the fuck out. Bop, 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 bop. He not seeing Money Mayweather. Y'all don't think he knew that? Y'all don't think that this white boy knew? He and his brother and his family and the rest of the white race, all his YouTube fans and subscribers, y'all don't think for one second that they knew, everybody knew that Logan Paul was never going to be able to beat Floyd Money Mayweather. We already knew this, but the power of illusion created in our minds that he really thought that and that we were actually going to see Floyd Mayweather knock this kid out. Now, let's just step away from that for a minute. Hold that. Logan Paul, a YouTuber, just a little kid from Westlake, Ohio, 23 years old, really got to get in the ring with a champion, a famous boxer, Floyd Mayweather. That's the power of social media. Did anybody really, really watch the fight and say, wow, damn, this little kid who my kid looks up to is really in the ring, fighting, dancing around, keep hugging on a guy I look up to, a real boxer. YouTube meets the sport of boxing. Like, are you serious? That's mind-boggling to say the least. I mean, it's like, yo, that's the power of social media. Strong, powerful. It's the new wave. It's the new everything. The new TV, the new source, the new magazine, the new newspaper, the new network. The internet is everything right now, my nigga. So powerful that Sunday's fight was really between a YouTuber and a real boxer, a professional boxer. I'm saying it so repetitively so y'all can get it and y'all can understand. And y'all can get past that little money that y'all paid for pay-per-view. It's bigger than that. Yes, we were angry, but we bought into it because of the illusions of social media. It's so funny. Everybody was pissed. Everybody was mad. Twitter went crazy. Gotta look at it on the bright side. My kid, Ashton. Now listen, I'm in San Bernardino, California. You know, I'm filming. My son is not here with me. He's home with my mom. He called me and said, Mommy, Logan Paul is about to fight Floyd Mayweather. I said, Baby, I know. Ain't that crazy? He said, yes. So we hung up. He went to watch the fight with his father. He called me back after the fight. I knew he was going to be happy that Logan did not get knocked out. He called me and he said, Mommy, Logan Paul beat Floyd Mayweather. I said, hold up, hold up. Calm the fuck down, all right? Because you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you got Floyd fucked up, Lil Ash, all right? Logan did not beat Floyd. Floyd just didn't knock Logan's ass out, all right? So your man hung in there, real tough, you know? He hung in there, kept hugging up on him and shit, you know what I'm saying? He lasted. He hung in there. But he did not win, Ash. I come to tell you. Ash, me and my son argued on the phone for 5 whole minutes. That's a lot when you're talking to a 9-year-old. That's a long-ass argument when it ain't an adult. He said, he won, I'm telling you. He didn't knock him out. I said, all right, baby. All right, he won. In my son's mind, his favorite YouTuber, one of his idols, I don't know why, but one of his idols stood in a ring and beat Floyd Money Mayweather. That was his mindset. That's what it was. That was powerful. How many kids look up to this kid, you know? And Logan Paul even looks up to Mayweather. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know what I mean? And then nowadays, you can't even say that because we got social media. Hold up, hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen. Who would ever imagine, even from Logan Paul's perspective, he couldn't even fathom. He was so excited. Did y'all see the way he walked out? You know, when you walk out and you see your opponent, you focused. When you're a real boxer, you don't be like trying to strut for the camera. And he's an entertainer. He's a kid. He wasn't even ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course he was trained and everything, but he was there for the aesthetics of it. He was there for the celebrity of it. He was there for the entertainment of it all. The streams, all those people under that one roof, all those celebrities under that one roof who he's never seen before in his life, who he's never been around in his life. It was the stardom of it all. I would have did the same shit. You understand me? Sunday was a legendary night for Logan Paul. And Mayweather helped him make that come true. So from the viewers, it felt like, oh, it was a loss. But it was a win-win on both of their accounts. It's a lot of people that look up to these Paul brothers. My son being one. That's great. Mayweather, another money play. Like he said, I retired from boxing, not from making money. He wasn't boxing that little boy up, you know? He's playing around with the little boy for our entertainment. Gotta think about it. That's the generational versus. You know, that's like me versus my son, you know, Mayweather versus Paul. Like that's two different waves. That's two different eras. That's two different industries, kind of, sort of. Like he runs the social media world while Floyd runs the boxing world, the real world, the industry world. Like seriously, one of the biggest businessmen that we've seen. And then you have to really think, Floyd wasn't really going to knock that baby out. Yes, he's a big ass white boy. Now don't get it fucked up. That's a big ass white boy. But he was not gonna knock that boy out. Floyd knows, even with Logan being a heavyweight, he don't know what he's doing. Floyd got like 20 plus years in this shit. Logan's not a boxer. He's just a big boy who can fight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta know the difference. In the sport of boxing, the opponents always gotta match. They always gotta, it has to be some type of equal companionship. You know what I'm saying? If I'm saying it right, you know? Like if we thinking of terms like that, of them matching up, no, even with Logan being his size, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Floyd being like Kevin Hart, like still, it's unfair because Floyd know how to move. If you seen his tactics, he was tying him out after the third round. I bet my money against another Wildin' Out cast member. Listen, this is how it's going to go. Because that nigga really thought that Logan was going to knock Mayweather out, like, and of course he's a white boy, so he was saying like, just know, man, I think Logan has it. I don't know, his brother's there, Jake's in the stands, and you know it's gonna be great. Jess, come on, you can't underestimate the powers that be. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Brent? Like, this is not YouTube anymore, okay? This is the sport of boxing. And he's like, look, Mayweather's scared, he's backing up. He's no, I said, that's a tactic, okay? It's a method to this. This is your first time ever watching a boxing match. So sit your little ass down. All right. It's not going to happen the way you want it to happen. I love that you're excited for Logan. I'm excited for Logan. I'm happy that he's in the ring. But y'all got to rest on y'all common sense a little bit. Mayweather would have killed that boy. As big and drunk as he was looking by the fourth round, Mayweather could have killed that boy. And he would have if he was a boxer. You know, this was all money play. This was all, you heard what Logan said at the end.
I don't know. I wonder if Mayweather let me survive. Nigga, you know goddamn well he let your ass survive, little baby boy. Now, we don't be surprised if a couple months later or, you know, next year or whatever, we see Logan on the money team as one of Mayweather's heavyweight boxers. His team is growing. You know, he got Tank. Shout out to Baltimore. Javonte Davis. He got him. He ain't got no big white boys like Logan, you know, that had balls enough to fight him. He gonna put that nigga on the team. You gotta think about it. You gotta think like Mayweather. Just think. And we'll be right back after this. Another thing I want to point out, yo. Logan is 23 years old. Logan is young as fuck. Floyd, 44 years old. Don't look it. Don't move like it. Don't act it. Whatever. Floyd Lowass is 44 years old. When they put them niggas at the top of the screen together, they both look the same age. I'm sorry. I love the Paul brothers. I ain't gonna lie. White people age like motherfucking bananas.
Damn.
Nigga, that shit is crazy. I'm like, yo, this little white boy look like he in his 40s as well. But that's just a whole nother, you know, that's the comedic side of it. I just could not help but to think like, yo, this kid is not in his 20s. This nigga's aging forward. like, nah, Mayweather is aging backwards. This nigga aging forward. Sorry. I'm glad that it ended out like that. I'm glad that he did not knock that baby out. I'm glad he was so scared. Then we got to think like this. Another perspective of it, OG boxers. We got Holyfield, who was there. We seen him. We got Roy Jones. We got Mike Tyson, who was not in attendance. We got, you know, other OG vet boxers who probably would look at this and be like, man, what the fuck? Is the sport of boxing being taken as a joke now? You can't be mad at them type of OGs. You feel me? Like, really, this little kid from YouTube gets in a fucking ring and all these people buy into this shit and pay for this pay-per-view shit. And we really, really got our heads knocked off back in the day. Clink, 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 bing, bing, bing. You know what I'm saying? Half of us can't even think straight because of this sport of boxing that we love so much. The art of it, getting hit in your head constantly. You know what I'm saying? Can't complete sentences. All that. Can't even feed yourself half of them now. All to look at this shit right here. The power of it, the art of this sport is being abused comically. Basically is a parody of what we did, of what we going through, of what we really birthed from boxing as we know it. This is not boxing. You know, this is fighting. This is clowned out. Like, you got to really respect a OG's perspective on this shit. Because the weigh-ins, I'm not going to lie, the weigh-ins made me very upset. Like when Logan, oh, got your head, like all that clown shit. Like, you, I know, I understand who you are. I understand what you do. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock your YouTube business. I don't knock you being a funny dude. I don't knock you. That's really their personalities. But they treated this whole thing like a fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Floyd was serious. You know, he got upset when his hat was snatched off or whatever. Whether it was about his hair balding up top or not. That's just not what you do at a weigh-in, nigga. Like, that's not what you do. That's why I believe he was upset. Not about his hair not growing in. Like, nah, like, you know, the internet is a gift and a curse. Because you got to take the good with the bad. And you got to take the bad with the good. And it's more bad than good nowadays on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Snap. Is Snap even a thing anymore? Okay, well, whatever. On all social media platforms, you got to take the bad with the good. You got to accept it for what it is. There will never, ever be another big celebrity to come out of nowhere unless they go through the internet. Like, it's not like back in the day. Times have changed tremendously, but sadly, but they have changed. That's just like what I do. I'm a stand-up comedian. I didn't grow up studying the art of stand-up comedy. No, I didn't grow up watching Comic View. I didn't grow up watching, you know, Chappelle, Martin, Pryor. I still, to this day, have not seen Richard Pryor stand-up yet. I have not. I've seen little clips and, you know, I have not seen that. I have not seen any of the other greats in his time. Red Fox and, you know, before Richard. I haven't studied the OGs. You know, I haven't done that. I didn't grow up thinking, okay, I want to be a stand-up comedian. I didn't. I grew up with other dreams. You know, this shit just happened by way of internet, honestly. Remember I told y'all, Martin called me because he seen one of my videos went viral. Not because I could do stand-up. I'd never even been on stage professionally when he asked me, could I do stand-up? I lied my way on stage, and now here I am, a beast with this shit. But that's not what I envisioned for it growing up. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather been boxing all his life. Martin been doing comedy all his life. You know, Mike Epps been doing comedy just about all his life. Samoa been doing that shit almost all her life. Monique, Tiffany Haddish. Y'all thought Tiffany Haddish just had surfaced. No, did you read our book? Did you, you know, even if you didn't read our book, you got Google right there. You know, interviews. She's been doing comedy for a long ass time. They didn't have internet like us. They couldn't blow within a blink of an eye like us. They didn't have that shit back in the day. They had to fight to get on stages. You know what I'm saying? Some people wouldn't even let you on stage. When y'all get a chance, go watch. It's a Netflix show. It's called Coffee with Comedians. It's a show by Seinfeld. And he meets with a bunch of comedians. You got Jamie Foxx on there. I believe Chris Tucker's on there. I'm not sure, but it's a bunch of comedians. Eddie Murphy's on that bitch, and they telling you how it was back in the day, you know, versus now. I never seen so many stand-up comedians in my life. You know what I mean? That's because of the internet. I never seen so many rappers in my life. It's because of the internet. Never seen so many, fuck it, so many businesses, so many bitches selling hair, so many bitches selling fucking cookbooks. We got bitches selling grills, okay? Shout out to John Nice. It's a good thing. You know, you got a lot of bad things with it, but it's a good thing. Black-owned businesses really run the motherfucking internet, if you think about it. So the lane that the internet has created for us is great. It's a gift and it's a curse, but it can be whatever the fuck you make it. Always remember to control your narrative, no matter what. And Logan Paul did that. A lot of people mad at him, but a lot more people love him than before. A lot more people respect him than before. He got a lot more fans than before. And I'm going to end it with this. Because for real, you got to look deeper than the fact that y'all lost all that money on pay-per-view. I'm so sorry. I wish that everybody could get refunded who was really pissed. Actually, I don't. Suck it up. This is the bigger message in this shit. Logan Paul's first words after the fight was, don't let anybody ever tell you something is impossible. Because it's not. He never thought he would be there. And for everyone listening, ain't nothing impossible for you neither. Get on YouTube, do whatever, start your business, open up a whatever. Nothing is impossible. You want to meet somebody? Make a vision board. I learned that from my girl B. Simone. Make a fucking vision board. Start manifesting that shit. I'm telling you, your wildest, most craziest dreams can come true. It don't matter about how long it will take. It will happen. It can happen. You just got to know. Period. You got to work for it. And that's the end of this Carefully Reckless episode. Make sure you stay tuned every Wednesday, hump day, and in my best Pam voice, peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.